Hi there!
Hello!
Hello!
What's up?
Oh, Brad, you had to be cooler than everybody
else.
I
know, well, sorry.
Second.
Everyone, welcome. I'm just addressing everyone here.
Sure.
Welcome to the podcast. What number is this now?
Six, five.
Six.
Five?
Five.
One of them.
We have absolutely no idea.
No. Couldn't care less.
Must be six.
It's got to be. Everything that's gone before now, we've just dismissed. Because this is bound to be better than anything else we've ever done.
Because we are back from the fringe.
Back from the fringe, everybody. That's right, the antics are back from the fringe. And we're going to start by talking about that.
Wow, look at that for a segue.
I know.
Good job.
Who wants to talk about that? By the way, Gav here.
Oh, yes.
We've not even introduced ourselves.
Welcome, new listeners.
And who else do we have?
We've got Brad.
Kyle.
Sam.
Excellent. With that formality out of the way, back to topic at hand. So, yeah.
Where's David?
I know. Oh, no.
Oh,
who's going to interrupt stuff?
Oh,
I went there. So, love you, David. Right, so, yes, journeys back from Edinburgh. Let's talk about that. I went on the train. It was wonderful. Right, anyway, to Kyle and Sam.
All right, by train, you go first class, didn't you?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Obviously.
Well, because why wouldn't you?
Because one of you, out of the three, four, couldn't afford first class, and so you made him sit on his own.
Right, okay, we didn't make him.
It was, whoever he was, it was his fault entirely for not booking his train ticket early enough.
The man.
You had a very good conversation with an old lady, though, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, well, we were sat there, and I offered her some raisins, and she kindly declined. I know.
Jesus.
And then Johnny
what
came.
What grandma doesn't like refuse raisins?
A weird one, but she was honestly the best old woman I've ever met.
You offered her raisins?
Yeah.
Where did you get them from?
Oh, my God. You know the dried raisins I bought on the first day in Edinburgh?
No.
Oh, well, I bought like a
dried
sack,
raisins.
A sack
I thought
of
raisins were dried grapes.
All right. I brought a sack of dried grapes, also known as raisins.
Right.
I kept them all week because I was just going to like snack on them as the days went by. But I didn't. I had a kilogram of raisins on the train. And I turned to the lady. I was like, dude, do you want some? She was like, oh, no.
You asked the attendant lady?
No, the woman I was sat next to on the
train.
Oh,
I meant the ticket lady.
No. And then Johnny came down with some snacks, and then she started talking to me for about an hour and a half. And then as we got off the train, she took my hand, and she was like, you're going to go far in life. See you later. And
right, so you went from raisins to you're going far in life in the space of how long?
About 25 minutes, half an hour.
Wow.
How wrong she was.
Have you gone far in life since then?
Well, I've gone from Edinburgh to Sheffield.
Wow, that is far. Yeah. She was accurate.
Don't raisins make you poo?
Probably.
So giving an old lady raisins, you know, you don't want to, you know, encourage
who
her.
Who buys perhaps. Raisins?
Me? Raisins are good.
Why don't you just get crisps like a normal person?
I like how raisins are unacceptable in your life. Don't eat them, eat garbage instead.
Get crisps.
They're good for you.
I didn't even know, like, raisins. You could even buy raisins anymore. Just, you know.
You can get big bags of raisins.
Get big raisins, yeah. Well, me and Sam, we got the Megabus back from the Fringe.
Right, so for those of us who travel first class, I'm not even aware of what this is.
Right, well, so, let me tell you, the Megabus. Yeah,
right.
The Megabus is a bus for people who earn under £6 an hour.
And what makes it mega?
The value.
Okay, right.
Leg room,
you'll
not
laugh,
so much.
That's kind of, that is like the slogan, really. So, yeah, £10 each. Unfortunately, you can get, you know, a fiver, but never
so
mind.
£10 gets you from Edinburgh to Sheffield.
But we had to get a shuttle bus to Glasgow to get on it.
Wow.
But that was in, like, in the cost, so that was fine.
Yeah.
And then we got on the Megabus and it drove back to Edinburgh.
Yeah, I think the kind of what the Megabus don't tell you is kind of the characters like get on the Megabus with you, because me and Sam got on the Megabus, we went to front row seats because, you know, window seats.
Mm.
But there's also this man who dressed in army clothes who also got on the bus next to us.
He had longer hair than me.
Yeah. And
she's quite long for anyone who doesn't know what I love.
Yes, long hair. And me and Sam were chatting because we were talking about we only brought chocolate for the journey. It was a disaster. We didn't bring any sweets. And then I heard, oi, and I looked, and some fruit pastels came flying at my face.
You should have bought raisins.
I should have bought raisins. And he went, oh, Fleb, I've got loads. Like, cheers.
And so, you don't know why you're taking the mick out of him, because you ate every single one of those bloody fruit pastels.
I'm
so.
I wasn't taking the mick. I was saying what a nice gesture it was of getting some fruit pastels from a waiter.
And then for some reason, everyone kept saying, well, I've got muffins and stuff like that. Just, you know, and it was this sort of community for about 30 seconds and everyone shut up.
And they put their iPods in.
Yeah.
So you got on the megabus.
The man next to us started singing, but you were asleep for that bit. So
you got on the megabus last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and you got back today.
Yes.
So how was it?
Stopped off in Madrid.
Yeah.
Weren't allowed to get off the bus in
Gibraltar, maybe. Yeah.
Geneva.
It was okay. The bus journey itself was okay, but then we got by the time we got back into Manchester, obviously we'd missed the last train home, obviously, because it took that long.
Mm.
And then we had to wait another like hour or something to find a bus that would take me with a £20 note. So.
Yeah, bad journey experience there.
Okay.
Got frantic.
But you've made it.
We've made it back. We're alive.
And so we're getting ready to do some more shows soon, maybe.
Oh, yes.
If we can bring ourselves to improvise anymore. We're just going to leave it. You know, we've done enough now. No one needs to see more.
No, but more shows coming up in September, aren't they?
Mm, no, I think so, yeah.
A couple of shows.
Any we can talk about?
Yeah, well, activities. Fresh is there, isn't it?
Mm.
At Hallam Union, Sheffield Hallam Union.
Right.
We've been invited to perform at Fresh's Fair, and then I think we'll have our standard gig after that, won't we?
Yeah.
They keep
inviting us back for this for some reason.
No, oh, it's great. That's how I got to know you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And, you know, I've never been able to leave since.
Yeah, we keep a trap to
the dungeon. Now I'm slightly involved as well, which is
I beg your pardon.
That's what you call it.
What, being on a podcast?
Oh, right. Yeah. That's not
what
why.
What does that mean? Oh, did you mean about me and you in a relationship?
Yeah.
No, that's something else.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't need to talk about that.
No, leave that.
So, right, are we going to move on to an amazing staple feature of the podcast?
Go on.
Yeah.
Should we do Brad's big ups?
Go on, let's get
them. Brad's big ups. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I messed it up. Oh, no, hang on. All right, okay.
Shambles.
Terrible. All right, let me just start that again.
Do you want me to show you how to do it on a Mac?
Oh, no, I've got it. I just need to drag it into this bit. Right, are you ready? Brady, are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll do this. Pretend that never happened.
Shh.
We'll delete that bit.
What's coming up?
We can't delete that bit.
Do you know what's coming up?
No. Brad's big ups.
There we go.
Seamless.
I know.
I'd like to lead the first big up by giving a big shout out to my younger brother Ash, who's passed his driving test.
Woo, well done. Yeah. I can't drive 919.
He can, and he's 18.
18?
Yeah, he passed with 3 minors.
Three minors, really. Boring.
Well,
next big up.
Big up to Karen and Danielle, who are currently shopping in Worcester.
Right, okay, this is a podcast.
Yeah, all right.
They could be listening to this anytime.
Well, they've just texted me earlier.
Do they permanently shop there?
Yeah, or that they live there.
Right,
this
okay.
This is Linda and Carl in Middlesbrough. Say, love the podcast.
Liars. Oh, my God.
And finally,
that's all like Steve Wright. Show.
Rachel and John in Newquay, who are currently camping. Hope the weather stays nice.
Right, do you know any of these people?
Yeah. No.
Love the podcast. Jesus. Nobody said that.
Well, I may have put that quote in there.
Right, okay.
Carl,
brilliant. Right, that was Brad's big ups. If you want to be on Brad's big ups, how do you get involved in that?
You can text me, but I'll not give my number out. Or
why are you even saying that then?
Get in touch with us through Facebook or our Twitter.
Excellent. Facebook and the antics, good. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, is it time for Willie Anderson's Wonders?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Then sorry, I've spoiled things slightly there, but let's do it anyway. It sounds like this.
Yes, it's that time again for Willie Anderson's Wonders. And this time, the Wonders is the Chinese. The people, the Chinese.
All of them.
All of them.
Right.
1 billion of them.
Carl, I asked what it was and you said you weren't going to ruin it, but there's Chinese people in it.
Yeah. and that is what it is. It's right. It's the Chinese, right? Wonderful workers, great work ethic.
I'm just going to let him get on with this.
Really good work ethic, built a good wall.
Right.
Potential wonder for another day, who knows? I need
to
look into it. Only downside is they are really, really horny, so they need to kind of tone it down a bit.
Okay.
Horny?
Yeah, because they keep popping them out at a rate.
Right.
Right. Good points, good work ethic, bad points, horny, and somewhat of a dictatorship. And that's Willie Hampson's Wonders.
Wow.
Thank you.
I like how you mentioned the Great Wall in there and dismissed it as, I'll look into that. Meanwhile, that is one of the great wonders of the world.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Right. Excellent.
Wait, what about Ask the Antics Anything?
Yeah, we're not doing the jingle for that. It's rubbish.
Why not? No, put it on.
We haven't got time.
We've got loads of time.
No, we haven't.
It's 10 minutes.
There's lots of stuff we need to get through.
Right, okay, got Ask the Antics Anything. Yeah. Jesus.
Do you want to sing it or something?
Yeah.
Ask the Antics Anything. Good.
There we go.
Okay, right, I am hosting this today.
Okay.
Gav?
Yeah.
If you were stuck on a desert island, what one item would you take with you?
And why?
A Kit Kat.
Why?
I just think it'd be quite tasty.
Chunky or
yeah. Well, that's a good question. Chunky's good because you can get a lot of chocolate.
No.
You eat the sides first.
No, I
don't. Chunkies are the best.
Oh yeah, standard. But if you're trapped on a desert island, you want to ration out your four little fingers.
It depends. Is that a four-fingered one or is it a two-fingered one?
Oh, you wouldn't have a two-fingered. No one likes two fingers.
No, you might as well have four.
If you're sniggering, you
so there we go.
Right, good. A Kit Kat Chunky.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Next.
I
know.
Brad,
yeah.
If you could go by any other name, what would it be?
Felicity.
Oh.
Why?
Wow, you like already decided.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, this is my, you know, this is something I do
every
other
weekend.
Felicity
is a nice name.
It is. Well, come on, why?
Well, cross-dressing is Felicity is the name I've chosen.
Yeah, but why? There must be a reason.
Well, it sounds nicer than Megan.
That's your justification.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to any Megans listening. It probably isn't.
Have we got another one? Is that it? Right.
Yes. Kyle, will you describe on radio your best dance move?
My best dance move? I don't really have one dance move. It all kind of flows into one seamless weird art, I would probably say.
Right.
Because I am quite gangly, aren't I?
It never occurred to me.
Right, sure. So quite tall and gangly, so the legs move a lot.
Yeah.
So kind of like an epileptic fit, but kind of like a ballerina doing it. That would be a good way to describe it. Would you not agree, Sam?
Just embarrassing, really. If you had to sum it up.
Sure.
It's all one word.
Right, we've got a few minutes.
Can I introduce my new thing?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to host now, maybe only once.
Okay.
But, you know, let's see if it's a hit. Samantha's Sheffield Scandals. Okay, so...
Why is Sheffield...
I've got two.
Go on.
Why Sheffield?
No, why is this kind of scandals? Why?
Because they're a scandal.
In Sheffield?
Right, no. They speak for themselves. Okay.
Right, go on.
Okay, number one, I can't get Virgin Media broadband in my area. So that's number one.
That's a good scandal.
Yeah, it is a bit of a scandal. And number two is the other day... Kyle got his student card taken off him by a bus driver.
Well, right, yes. And this is because it's out of date,
is it?
Well, it is
out, yeah, technically. And you were scamming him, but let's move away from that.
So make sure everyone out there knows Kyle is a scammer.
But the thing is, I would just say that was theft.
It's small fraud.
You know,
fraud comes in a grade of scale of minor fraud.
And the thing is, as well, it's on the black market because you said, I want it back. And he said, no, I can get 50p for that. Where's he selling that?
Yeah, I don't know what bus drivers are selling that for, but in the words of Alva Papa, have you ever really met an intelligent bus driver? So
excellent. There's another segment of the audience we've just lost.
We've lost every Megan and every bus driver.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the words of Alpha.
And every Chinese person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we've lost.
No, I complimented the Chinese, and they probably agree with me. Like, they're not happy where they're living.
People from Stockport.
Oh,
yeah,
well, they can fuck off.
Right, okay.
And on that note, we've got...
45 seconds, so I'm not going to do the bit I was going to do. We'll save that.
No,
it's
rubbish.
No, it needs 5 minutes, so we'll save it for next time.
What is it?
Just
Jesus!
Something to do with Facebook, so if that interests you, stay tuned till next time.
Right, see? Good.
I know.
Good segue.
Okay, 30 seconds.
We went to a pub quiz on Sunday.
Right, yeah.
We came third, yay!
Out of how many teams?
20.
Quite a lot.
And we won a free bottle of wine.
And Gav What was the winning question? Because you had to go up for it.
In what year was Charles I executed?
And what did you say?
1750. It was 1649. Oh my God, what are you looking up? We don't have time for this.
We have 8, 7.
Right, okay.
6.
So we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.